Gordon Lightfoot, Sundown. What you'll have in about 15, 20 minutes here. What can I say? Hey, good evening, everybody. Well, we had 3-2, 4-3, 3-1, 5-3, and 6-3 last night for the taking a shot at the Saver Shane Show contest. Needless to say, nobody won the money, and I'll be back again Sunday afternoon and try to get somebody $25 in cash as you try to protect the Buffalo Sabres score Sunday night's game. Now, I'm not going to say a great deal about last night's game because I know everybody in town. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're 3 or 103. The whole subject of conversation throughout this entire Western New York area today has been last night's game between the Boston Bruins and the Buffalo Sabres. And I got to say one thing and one thing only. When they disallowed that goal, and it was not a high stick, the replay showed that it wasn't, came across the chest. But when Martin came back, what was it, about 7 seconds later, and put it back in, that was the end of it for the Bruins. They said, there's no way. We're snake bit tonight. Let's try to get out of here with at least a sense of respect. Okay. 604 GR55 and yours truly Shane, thriving Thursday night of music. Good evening, everybody. I got the love lines wide open, 644-9885. Let me check out and see when the schedule costs for me on a Beat the Heat contest tonight. Okay, we're going to do one between 8 and 9 o'clock. So if you've sent in your entries and you've enlisted our aid to call your telephone number between after 8 o'clock tonight, it could be your house we'll be calling and a chance for you to win in the Beat the Heat contest. And we got a busy Thursday night here, and I got a lot of music to do. We're getting ready for the Golden Weekend. I got happy feet and a black eye. I'm tired of explaining why I haven't. I must tell you the truth. It hasn't got anything to do with my inability to defend myself. No, folks. What it has to do is my inability to understand how an average, intelligent human being plays the game of tennis. You see, you're supposed to hit the ball. The ball is not supposed to hit you, especially in the eye. I'm going to give the sponsors a break and come back. Got the love lines open. As I tell you, 644-9885. You say I'm out playing. We got a Thursday night from GR. Young, Forstang wins. From his album Comes a Time. It's 609, make it 610 from GR55. Talking to Rick Azar for quite a while today. And we had ourselves quite a conversation about the Buffalo Sabres. And as I say, I'm not going to talk about the Sabres tonight, so I want to hold that off. And I'll give you some of the stuff that Rick and I were talking about. And he had a couple of very good points about the Buffalo Sabres season this year when I was talking to him today. And I'll share them with you on Sunday afternoon show. Because tonight, we're going to have some music and some commercials. It's a busy night. And, of course, the commercials come first. Because if the commercials don't come first, well, then the music don't follow.
When you think
it's a pretty song, Dinner Hour, Hearts, Red Dog and Butterfly. What do you think? I had a lot of compliments. Should I say complaints? Ain't been no Professor Fool lately. We'll think about that. Okay, due to your fantastic response in the last 3 minutes, seeing 197 phone calls coming in pleading with us not to put Professor Fool on the air, we've decided to do it, okay? Just for kicks, we'll bring out Buffalo's fun-loving Professor Fool, the one, the only, the high intellectual, the weird cat that he is. Professor Fool tonight at 8 o'clock. Do want to remind you, however, the only rule that Professor Fool has, you know, all disc jockeys have their games, you ask questions about rock and roll or movies or TV trivia, stuff like that, blah, 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 blah. And Professor Fool takes anything and everything in the world, man. Name the 9 planets of the solar system. Identify a dark hole. What is a black hole? What is a tachyon? Anything like that. If it be general information, you can call up and try to challenge Professor Fool and gain admittance into Shane Scholarship Hall of Fame Club tonight between 8 and 9. But no trivia, no specifics are allowed, please. And if you don't know the trivia, general information definition, trivia is something you know, and nobody else in the world is supposed to know it. General information is something that everybody's supposed to know, but most of the time they don't. You see. So Professor Fool and some fun tonight between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Hello. Hello, operator? Operator. Hey, Al. Now, I'm trying to get in touch with Josie at Great Falls, Montana, please. As Josie. No, Great Falls. Not Niagara. Great Falls. G-R-E-A-T. Great. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No, I don't know the number. Uh-huh. How much? How much?
Operator, I don't think it's I really don't think it's worth that much money for a conversation.
Huh?
Oh, you give me a discount. Okay.
Hello? Operator, I'm having trouble. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello, Josephine.
Did his hair transplant, honey?
Hello, Josephine.
Lost Feet, originally coming out of Fats Domino's songs table. That's Jerry J from 1967. Hope you enjoyed the memory. 622 from GR55 and the Western New York weather forecast cloudy and mild with periods of rain or drizzle likely and possibly even a thunderstorm tonight and Friday. This morning I heard my first thunder of the year, and I kind of enjoyed it. Low tonight 45 to 50 degrees. High tomorrow in the mid or upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers likely Friday night and Saturday, dear folk, and low again of 45 to 50 degrees. High Saturday 65 to 70. Drizzle and fog, and you can hardly see the steeples on the churches. 48 degrees at GR55. Thanks for turning us on tonight. You got a favorite song? 644-9885. You can't go wrong.
GR55 makes you glad you're alive and gives you just a little bit more.
All right. Whenever I call your friend Kenny Loggins, BB Diggs, that's pretty. Well, here he sits, the big bad Boro with a big black eye, folks. Everybody making jokes about it all day long. Oh, man, you should hear some of the ways in which people think that I have received this situation here. It's 628 from GR55, and yours truly, Boro. I got the stuff for you. Yes, I do. We're going to play some Professor Fool tonight between 8 and 9 o'clock. Also, during that hour, I'll be calling somebody's home that has already sent us an entry blank in the Beat the Heat contest, and that'll be to try to eligibilize somebody for one of the 10 Beat the Heat cash rebate drawings from GR. But during that hour, we'll be playing with Professor Fool. I do want to remind you, if it is a trivia question, we won't allow it to get on the air. That's all there is to it. It just won't get on the air unless it's a general information question. So don't try to call with trivia. But if it's general information, and again, trivia is something you know and nobody else in the world is supposed to know. General information is something that everybody in the world is supposed to know, but usually they don't. That's a pretty apropos definition for you. General information tonight. Try to stump the one, the only, the high-flying, fun-loving, far-out, knows-all-tells-all, talks too much, Professor Fool. Tonight at 8 on GR55. This one's for fun, and all you truck drivers happen to be coming through the Western New York area today. Somebody call in the fool, will you? Hey, get the fool in here, man!
GR55 salutes the deputies of the Niagara County Sheriff's Department. Another 165 reasons why Western New York is such a great place to be.
We love Western New York! We love Western New York!
It's 8 o'clock at WGR Buffalo.
Somebody want to get the fool in here? Please, got an audience waiting for him.
644-9885. Now, you got questions you want to challenge Professor Fool? Call him up. Challenge him now. 644-9885.
Somebody want to call the fool in here, please?
I think the fool is already on the radio, that's what I think, man. Shame. I heard that guy, I heard that, yeah. Brothers, way to start out the show. What a fool believes. Doobie Brothers. Okay, when we last left Professor Fool, he had a score of 316, and you people in Western New York had a score of 96. That's 316 to 96. The cat is good. That's indeed been a long time, you see, but the last time I was on the radio here at fun-loving, high-flying, full-loving Professor Fool, and people called up there saying that that I had a computer in the background there, that I had people messing around, you know, and getting the answers for me, which, of course, hurt my feelings, you know. And I must inform everybody here in the audience at generalization that I only had a 10th grade education, you see. But I tried to explain to you people that you don't have to go to school to be smart. Not to say that I am smart, but to say that I am a member of the intelligentsia, well, that would be a wholly different thing. I mean, I got this mind by slipping out. I went goofing out. I went flipping out. That's what I did way back around 1950, jumping old tree. You see, I laid down, and I started flipping out with the inner eye, and I sent it up through the atmosphere, and ionosphere, and stratosphere, and the gonosphere, and the hipposphere, and the diposphere, and the way-gonosphere. I went way on out there, you know what I mean? When I came back and I dug what I had done, well, I thought I would share this knowledge with the wonderful world in which I live. So tonight, we are here again to play Professor Fool. And I will see what kind of people are listening to the Shane Show, and we are full amount right now. Hello, you're talking to the fool, yeah?
Hello.
Hello. Well, there's a very good voice there. As a matter of fact, I think it's a better voice than the disc jockey that was on the radio just a couple of minutes ago. And I know they're looking for a replacement for him. Would you be available?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to have to learn to talk a little bit better. I know your voice is good, you see, but you have to learn to put the thoughts behind them. You need to got to come out in a coherent string. Okay. That is coherent. C-O-H-E-R-E-N-T. There's another one for Professor Fool. All right.
Yeah.
What is your name, please, or can you do that much?
Jim.
Oh, far out, man. The one-syllable guy with a one-syllable name. I love it. Oh, does your wife enjoy the fact that you don't talk much?
I'm not married.
Well, I can understand why, man. Well, no, I can't. Well, all right, what's your question?
Can you tell me what a zarf is?
A zarf?
Yeah.
That is zarf. T-H-A-R-F.
No.
That's how that's...
Z-A-R-F.
Oh, Z-A-R-F. You want the definition of the word zarf.
Yeah.
Z-A-R-F. That is not as in barf, throwing up on Friday night when you had too much to drink. Not the one, huh?
No.
Okay, Big Jim. That is not scarf as to munch up, is it?
No.
Okay, zarf. Z-A-R-F. Well, we have enough fooling around here. That is some kind of a European term, I believe. Had to do with a bottle, or is the bottle some kind of container they put stuff in. I don't know if it's wine or something like that, but it's a container of some kind.
No, but
a cup?
You're close.
Well, what is it then?
It's a holder for a handless cup. It's a holder for a handless coffee cup.
Okay, man. What I say, with a container, are you trying to tell me it's a holder for a coffee cup? Now, come on, man. You got to get that one to me. You see? I don't have to be the dictionary. I don't have to get the prefixes. But you're asking, what is a zarf? And I told you it was a container. Now, a zarf is something that you put something in. Is it right?
Yeah.
It does hold liquid, usually. Okay?
No, it holds a coffee cup.
Oh, it holds a coffee cup. Is that what it does?
Yeah.
Well, it's still a container, and I'm going to take it.
Okay.
You may not call me a fool, but Jim,
yeah.
I think you're the dynamite dude. And I wish you had learned how to say more than two or three words at one time. Try it. See? I told you it wasn't hard. Okay, hello, this is Professor Fool. This is Professor Fool.
Hi, Shane.
Hello, don't you call me Zane, man. Oh. You come around cussing at me, man. I have to send this stuff to the Federal Communications Commission, you know. You're discussing this with Professor Fool, and Shane is down there having coffee with Al Nowski. Do you believe this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. What is your name, please?
Jim Smolka.
Okay, Jim. Well, I got two Jims in a row, and I'm sure I'm glad that you can talk better than the last one. Don't give me no freaky questions like, what is a zarf?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Dan. This is Professor Fool.
Oh, I didn't hear you there.
Okay. That's all right. Most
here's
people wish
question.
They wouldn't hear me anywhere.
All right, here's my question.
Okay, what's your question?
Who scored the Sabres' goals last night?
Oh, my goodness, you're looking. What, you would take up the whole hour here. Man, you'd take me a long time. Well, if I get a few of them, will you give it to me?
No.
You want them all?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, I'm not the greatest hockey fan in the world. Now, I know the first goal was scored by Lee Fogelin last night, who had a lot of people booing on him lately, and he certainly don't deserve it. He scored one.
Okay.
And I know Richard Martin, he scored three. That would be four. How many did the Sabres get last night? Did they get them?
Nine.
They got nine of them. Okay. Well, we got Fogelin with one, and we have Martin with three. That would give us four. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we had Rick Dudley, who would give us five there, because they only scored one. And we had Craig Ramsey, which is, would be six, right?
Yeah.
And then we had Dave Schultz score a goal. Big Hammer, he scored one. It would be seven.
Okay.
Is that right? And then we had Andre Savard. Andre Savard. Thank you. I needed that, son. Andre Savard, he got one. That's eight.
Yeah.
Right? Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody here, aren't I?
Yeah.
Who is I missing, man? I'm going to take eight.
Don Luce.
Oh, yeah, Luce, the goose. He did it. Well, I'm going to take that. I got 8 out of 9. I figure you can't call me a fool for that one.
Oh.
Hey, Smoker?
Yeah.
Smoke this. Hello, this is Professor Fool.
How many fights has Sugar Ray Leonard lost in his pro career?
How many fights has Sugar Ray Leonard lost in his career? No, wait a minute. We got to replay that. That is Sugar Ray. No, Sugar. What is his name again?
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, yeah. Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard has never lost a fight in his professional career.
Right.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That is fantastic, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You must admit here, Professor Foley is undefeated for tonight. Man, is five right and none for you guys. Okay, this is Professor Fool and I'm hot.
Hello?
Hello. We got a little girl on the telephone here.
What does kangaroo mean?
Kangaroo. Means Joey.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, do.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what does it mean?
I don't know in Aborigine.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, Joey don't know either. Thank you. Oh, yeah, this is a Professor Fool.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I'm here for. What do you think? I'm up here to try to scratch my nose, man? I'm looking for questions.
Hey, settle down, buddy. We'll ask it. Just settle down.
Wait a minute, this kid's getting... Hey, man, you're getting aggressive with the fool here. You can't...
A fool.
You can't... Hey, wait, hold it. Cut!
Listen up!
Cut!
Okay.
You got to get this down. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm going to lay this down only once.
You listening?
No, are you listening?
Hey, shut up. We'll ask the question.
You got to listen here real quickly.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You is not ever, and I mean ever, allowed to call the fool a fool until you beat them with a question, you see?
Okay.
Until such time as you beat me with a question, you may not call me a fool because I'll hang up on you. I got the power.
Quiet, Mark.
Oh, it's the guy, the other guy you're telling, be quiet. Okay, shut your mouth, Mark. This cat trying to talk to the fool here, all right.
Okay.
All right.
You know, the equator goes through the Africa, right?
The equator goes through Africa. Well, it goes through part of it, the Sahara Desert, actually.
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Each side of the equator, right on the side, right? Yeah. On each side, what?
I think they're teaming up on me, folks. I really do. Say what?
What landform is on each side of the equator? Right after it, you know? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think I understand exactly what you're trying to ask me here, boy.
Hi, everyone out there. What graphical form goes through the... What?
I'm on the radio.
Equator. Got that now?
No, I think you guys better check it out and call me back when you got it together here, man. No, I ain't got no time to do that. They're talking about classical land masses, man. They're talking about classical gas. I play a song by Mason Williams here. What is this? Okay, that's 7 for Professor Fool and none for you guys. Now, you know Professor Fool is hot tonight. And, Sultans of Swain. Dear Hodge, gentle people. Gee, that's a good shot. I like that, man. I most especially like that song when I'm in the car. Traveling down a road and that thing is waving. I mean, I fly. 18 minutes on the backside of 8 o'clock. It's 8:18. We'll call Professor Fool back in about 5-10 minutes away. Round number 2. Boy, he's hot tonight. He's on a roll, isn't he? What is a czar for container? Okay. Whew. Questions for tonight are general information questions thus far. No squabbles about trivia, et cetera, et cetera. That's good. Keep your questions general information if you would, please. Yeah. It's the number one selling single in town, Bell and James, living it up. It's Friday night, and that's coming tomorrow night on the Golden Weekend. Join us here. GR55, where the music comes alive. Hey, the Dubuque Saints Hockey Club are sponsoring Shane Brothers, Shane's Tavern, and Good Time Music and Rock and Roll Radio Record Show in concert. This coming Saturday night, Big Dance, Lancaster Moose Hall, Broadway and Central Avenue in Lancaster. Tickets $5. That includes beer all night long, snacks, food, raffles, prizes, albums, and, of course, proceeds go to benefit the Dubuque Saints Hockey Club. We'll see you at Lancaster Moose Hall, Broadway and Central, Lancaster, Saturday night, 9 to 1. Chan is compensated for the
look around you.
That's all right. That's a Little River Band, something called Lady, GR55. Okay, if you want to challenge Professor Fool, he'll be back in 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Get to the telephone, 644-9885. You got to move, man. Remember, general information. No trivia will be allowed. He's on a roll tonight. 7-0. The Fool leads. He's cool. McCoy's, 1965, and a song called Fever at 8:31 from GR55. Call the fool in here, man. Get the fool in. Open up the door. Find the professor. Where's he at? I need some help, man. Let's get him up here. Hey, professor, come on in here. Once again, yeah, this is the high-flying, far-out, fun-loving, knows-all, sees-all, tells-all, talk-too-much, Professor Fool, the one, the only, and the original. It is 644-9885, the number to call if you want to stump the fool here. And, of course, remember, a couple of them wiseacres on the phone a little while ago there, they tried to call me a fool without beating me on a question. So you are not allowed to call me a fool unless, of course, you beat me in a question. And, of course, if you can't beat me in a question, then you got to say something nice about the guy. Then let me come in here and mess around with his show, and that is Shane Poe Brotherson. Well, we're going to go the phone now and see what's happening here. Hello, this is Professor Fool.
I got a question.
You got a question for Professor Fool. Well, far out. You know, I was very hot tonight, man.
Okay.
Yeah, hot. I really... Did you know what happened to Dolly Parton?
No.
This is the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you this because I read it in a newspaper, man. And see, Dolly Parton was going to the Country Music Awards, you know, and she's going to... How old are you?
14.
No, forget it. Now, what's your name, please?
Tim Davis.
Okay, Tim, what a question, please. I'll save it when I get your father or your mother on the telephone with him, but I don't know about you. I don't want to get no trouble with no parents tonight.
Okay, what were the 3 original foods that were made in Buffalo?
Say what?
3 original foods that that were made in Buffalo, originally made in Buffalo.
Gee, I don't know, man. I never heard that there are three original foods that were made in Buffalo. You're kidding. Are there foods that are world famous now?
Not world famous, no.
Well, in other words, if you come to Buffalo and people say, have you tried such and such and such and such, that it would be something that came out. Are you talking about something like chicken wings?
Yeah.
Would that be one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, far out there. Well, that's one for the fool. I'll take it. That's eight for me and none for you guys. Another one would be, let's see, beef on wick.
Right.
That would be good?
Yeah.
I'll take it. And the third one, I really don't know, but let me take a guess on it, would be bagels?
No.
And not true? What is the third one?
Baked Alaska.
No, yes. You're kidding. No, baked Alaska. Baked Alaska. Come on now. Baked Alaska, man.
What?
No, man, I ate baked Alaska in Nome, Alaska in 1930, jumping three.
Well, you ask my English teacher.
Say what?
Ask my English teacher.
Well, put him on the phone.
He ain't here.
Well, how you expect me to sit here and try to tell you? You expect me to take your answer when you don't even have it? Some silly English teacher, man. What grade is he teaching?
Eighth grade.
What's he teaching about baked Alaska for in English?
It's
what school do you go to?
St. Martin.
Oh, I see. And your parents are paying a lot of taxes there. All right. Well, I got two out of three, and I'll take it.
Can I call you a fool?
No, you can. Well, you can call me a little one.
Okay, you're a fool.
Yeah, well, I got a fool on you here. Hello there. This is Professor Fool.
Hi.
You mean no baked Alaska jazz here, honey. You know what I'm talking about? Did you know the baked Alaska was discovered in Buffalo?
What?
Hello.
Hi.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm talking. I say, did you know, do you people have trouble understanding what I say?
Not really.
Well, then, listen up and pay attention here. I said, did you know that baked Alaska was discovered in Buffalo?
No.
I always thought it was discovered in the Pacific, but there's some kid on the phone telling me it was in Buffalo. Well, what's your question? Hurry up, I haven't got all night. Don't clear your throat on my show.
All right. You're the bus driver.
Say it again.
You're the bus driver.
I'm the bus driver.
On the first stop, five kids get on. On the second stop, three kids get on, but two kids get off. On the third stop...
Now, wait a minute now. At the first stop, we got five kids getting on.
Right.
Right? And that's it.
And then on the...
And then you go to the second stop...
Three kids get on.
Three kids get on. Now we got eight kids get on.
But two kids get off.
That leaves us six.
At the third stop, one kid gets on.
That makes it seven.
And five more get off.
That makes it two.
And on the fourth stop, one more kid gets off.
That makes it one.
Now, who's the bus driver?
The bus driver never... Listen, sweetheart, long as this license here. You see the driver license here? It says, Professor Fool, I am the bus driver.
Right.
Very good. Boy, am I smart tonight. Hello there.
Yeah.
This is Professor Fool.
Yeah.
Are you trying to call up for Professor Fool?
Yeah.
How is it all you parents out there putting these children on the phone, man?
Well, okay.
All these kids. How old are you, kid?
17.
Yeah. Oh, well, then shut my mouth. All right, you're an adult now.
Okay.
I'll take it. I'll
here
just
it goes.
Step right back here.
Can you name me
certainly
five
I can name it.
Of the inert gases real fast?
See if we can find some. Oxygen ain't explosive. That would be one. Is that right?
No, you don't get the idea. Inert gases are gases that don't react with anything.
Oh, they don't react to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let me see there. My goodness. Gee, well, let me see. There'd be, how about, argon?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let me see now. Nitrogen wouldn't go, would it?
No.
Well, let me see there. Hydrogen?
No.
Oh, wait, now hydrogen reacts with oxygen to form water, doesn't it? That's kind of dumb, though.
Hydrogen was in the Hindenburg.
Yeah, that's very explosive there. Well, call me a fool. Well, let me see. There's argon, neon.
Yeah.
Well, I got two.
Yeah.
I got two. Give me a... argon and neon. Methane? No, methane is not an inert gas, is it?
It's not an element.
Huh?
It's not an element.
You said gas, not element, kid. What are you talking about? How old are you?
17?
Yeah, well, quit talking so smart here. I got two out of five. What are the other three?
Okay.
Wasting
well,
my time.
Six of them, okay?
Yeah, six of them.
And I just asked you for five. Okay.
Okay.
There's helium?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Golly, I should have known that one.
Krypton?
No.
Yeah?
No. Do you mean to tell... Are you trying to tell me that Superman is for real?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's who they got the name.
Okay, we got helium, we got krypton, we got argon, we got neon. What are the other two?
Xenon?
Xenon.
And radon.
And radon.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to sound like a trip to Einstein's bathroom, man. I don't understand. Okay, you can call me a fool.
You fool.
You are the first person tonight to...
Knowing these.
I should have... Well, thank you very much.
You thought you were a professor.
I appreciate it. That's awful nice of you to say that, but I don't know it all, you know.
Okay.
I just know more than most.
Okay.
But you are the first person tonight that's been able to call me a fool, and I want you to treat it with respect. Hello, this is the fool here, and I got short on time.
Okay, do you know the one Stanley Cup playoff where they didn't finish the year?
They didn't finish the Stanley Cup?
Right.
No, I never heard of such a thing.
Okay, it was...
What is the Stanley Cup, anyhow?
When the two divisions play each other.
What two divisions? You're talking... Playing each other how? What do they play? Marbles? What are you talking about?
The Stanley Cup. Hockey.
Was that, huh?
It's hockey.
Yeah. Oh, that's out of some coffee cup. This sucker here on Jaw 55 trying to give away of the season, make himself popular, man. What Stanley Cup, what is that?
Okay, it was in 1918 to 1919. It was a flu epidemic.
A flu epidemic?
Right.
Well, see how fast I float a coupon you after you call me a fool.
You fool?
Yeah, well, that's a trivia question. I shouldn't allow it, but there's a lot of hockey fans tonight because the Buffalo Sabres had a big win last night, so I'll let you go with that one. Okay, hello there.
Hello?
This is a fool.
Is this your
fault? Yeah.
Okay, I'm Mark Anderson, and
I don't care who you are. Well, yes, I do. I do, son.
Okay.
I do.
How good are you on the floor and fauna of the world?
How good am I on the floor and the fauna of the world?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I have smoked most of the flora, and I have stroked most of the fauna. Wait a minute, son. I want the audience to react and laugh to that with a little lighthearted humor there, you see?
Right.
I smoked the flora. Well, forget it.
Okay, I want to ask you something. Which region of the world has most endangered birds?
Which one?
Which region, part of the world has most endangered birds? Birds.
Well, probably Los Angeles. The birds haven't had a hit in 9 years. I sure do thank you for laughing, son. That was real nice of you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm a good natured guy.
Would that be North America?
Yes, but it's a region somewhere.
I said North America. That's all you're going to get. I ain't got no time. There's another one for Professor Fool.
I'll tell you where it is.
Okay.
The West Indies.
Yeah, blow it out your ear, kid. Okay, hello. This is a fool.
No, sir.
No, sir. Don't tell me no, sir. I know who I am.
All right.
This is spelled F-O-double-L. No, wait. Check that off. That's F-double-O-L.
All right. We'll buy that.
Okay.
You take questions from adults?
Well, I'd be telling your life. I didn't say I was thanking the dear Lord above right now that I had an adult finally on the phone because these kids get on my nerves, you know what I mean?
You got you covered.
These kids get on my nerves, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Previous to 1930.
Good Lord, look at this cat coming in here in 1930. I wasn't even born in 1930, man.
It makes two of us. There was a Turkish city that went by the name of Constantinople. Okay, in 1930 it's changed to its present-day name. What is the present-day name of Constantinople?
Would you do that question again one more time, please? How old are you?
30.
Oh, you're 30 years old. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I don't need a lot of time here, because I got 13 to 2 here. I'm really rolling tonight. You want to know the present-day name of the old Constantinople, which, by the way, was named Constantinople because that was the headquarters of the Roman Empire, the eastern half, and it was named after the Roman Emperor, Constantine, who was, of course, the first Roman Emperor to allow the Christians. I take it you are a Christian.
Correct.
Yeah, you see, he was the first emperor that allowed Christians to actually be alive. He wasn't going to feed them to the lions, you see. And here's the man that gave Christianity its start in the Roman Empire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know the answer to the question.
Oh, the answer to the question. Well, that's a completely different subject there. Okay. Today's name for the old world capital, Constantinople, would be Istanbul.
Correct.
Isn't that fantastic?
You read the newspaper, too.
I do what?
You read the newspaper, too.
They never taught me how to read, son. Have a good night now.
Thank you.
Professor Fooler.